For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
This week is Parshas Shlach. Usually Shlach is read in the vicinity of Chodesh Tammuz. It's usually, many times, Shabbos Mevorchim Tammuz. This year it's not. This year it's read in the vicinity of Shavuos. Based on the way the calendar fell out this year, being a leap year, and Parshas Nasai before Chag HaShavuos, we have Parshas Shlach now, during the week of the Yemei HaTashlumin of Shavuos. It's Yodua that just like Pesach and Sukkot have Tashlumin, which the Tashlumin of Pesach and Sukkot are during Chol HaMoed, Shavuos also has Tashlumin, as the Gemara learns out from two sources, that Shavuos is compared to Pesach and Sukkot, and there is also a 7-day or 6-day period after the first day of Shavuos in which one can make up for the Karbonis during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the real Isru Chag, as it's Mavur and Poiskim, as the Baal HaTanya brings down in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is the day after Shavuos, because that's when they would bring their Karbonis that they didn't bring on Shavuos. According to Beis Shammai, you can't bring oil out. He says even Beis Hillel followed Beis Shammai in that area, and they would wait till the day after Shavuos. That's the real Isru Chag. And the minhag is in many communities not to say tachanun until today, till Yud Beis Sivan, some even here tomorrow, because it's fake of the yom, although that's not necessarily oiskehalten. But this is the week of the tashlumin of Shavuos. And as we mentioned in these shiurim many, many times, that when a yomtiv falls out during the week, and even though it was last week, but this week we still have the tashlumin, so it's really like it was still Shavuos until this evening. So the yomtiv extends until after Shabbos. By many tzaddikim, they would still be singing the negunim of the yomtiv for the Shabbos afterwards. If you do what they said, Shabbos noch Shavuos is noch Shavuos, which means in Yiddish, the Shabbos after Shavuos is still Shavuos. In this case, the Shabbos after the Yemei HaTashlumin. So although normally the Shabbos after the Yemei HaTashlumin is either Parshas Nasai or Bahaloscha, this year it's Shlach. So therefore, as we know, we're supposed to learn out lessons from the Parsha pertaining to the time in which the Parsha is read, which means that the message this week has to be one related to Matan Torah, the Chag HaShavuos, even though normally this is a parasha that is read later. So what is that connection? Now, the major question, of course, in this parasha that everyone always asks is, what is going on? What is happening here with the Meraglim, or with the majority of Klal Yisrael who joined the Meraglim, who were the majority, 10, who say we should not go into the land, and the 2 who say we should, which is Yehoshua and Kolev. And obviously we have the rule, Acharei Rabim Lahatois, L'cho'er, how can we blame Klal Yisrael for following the majority, when the majority, and these were men that were tzaddikim, kulam anoshim, Rosh Bnei Yisrael, Heima, Nasi Bohem. So, why would they not listen to the 10 Meraglim? We also find at the beginning of the parasha that Rashi tells us that the reason why the Torah juxtaposes the parasha of the Meraglim to the parasha of Miriam. Lamanismucha parashas Meraglim la parashas Miriam. For she was punished for speaking about her brother, and these Rishoyim, Rashi refers to them here, based on the lashon of the Medrash, saw what happened and they didn't learn a lesson. Rov leilakhu musar. So the fact that Rashi tells us that there's a smichus here between the parasha of the Meraglim and the parasha of Miriam means, besides that, besides what Rashi says, that it's because they didn't learn a lesson, there's also more of a connection, as we know that every parasha is connected to the parasha before. What exactly is that connection? And the parasha of Miriam is after the story of the Misavim, those who desire meat. Hisavu Ta'ava, the Misoinanim, and that's really what led to the story of Miriam, because Eldad and Medad were prophesizing. Machlekes in the Gemara, exactly what were they saying? According to one opinion, they were prophesizing about Melchemes Gogu Magoi. According to another, they were saying that Moshe is going to die and Yeshua is going to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, which is not what they wanted to hear. And that's when Miriam overheard Tzipora bemoaning and saying, oh, I feel bad for their wives, because if they're Nevi'im, their husband, they're going to separate from their wives. And that's when Miriam said to Aaron, did you hear what Tzipora said? And Moshe separated from her, and we're also Nevi'im, we didn't do that. And that's the Lashon Hara we're talking about, which for Miriam that was Lashon Hara. For us that wouldn't be Lashon Hara. She wasn't really degrading Moshe Rabbeinu. She was just equating Moshe with all other Nevi'im, as the Chafetz Chaim writes in his Sefer, that Lashon Hara is degrading someone. And for Moshe, that's degrading. Putting him on the same level as them is degrading. Certainly someone who really degrades someone. So the story of Miriam is a continuation of the previous story of the Misavim, of the Hisavu Tava, the Misoinanim, and then we come to the story of the Meraglim. So clearly there's a connection. What is that connection? Now, right afterwards, the Torah talks to us about certain mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Nisachim, which in previous years was discussed here. And then we have the mitzvah of Challah, where the Torah says, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, the Hoya ba'acholchem milechem ha'oretz tarimu serum ala Hashem. And it will be when you eat from the bread of the ground, you shall lift an uplifting to Hashem. Now, this pasuk l'cha'ira is difficult. What do you mean when you eat from the bread of the ground? Is there bread that comes from anywhere else? V'hoya ba'acholchem milechem, or milachma, because it already said before, the v'yachem el ha'oretz, there's no reason to have to say milechem ha'oretz. And what's the connection to the Meraglim? The fact that the parasha of Challah is in this parasha of the Meraglim. Now, the last topic in the parasha here is about tzitzis, which we say every day, twice, together with the parasha of Kriyat Shema. We end off, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Li'ois Lachem Le'Elokim Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And here Rashi brings from the Midrashim about tzitzis, and he ends off the last line of the Rashi here, is that the eight strands of the tzitzis are connected the 8 days that Klal Yisrael delayed, or the 8 days from when they went out of Mitzrayim until they said Shira Al Hayam, even though that was the seventh day, but we count, as Mepharshim said, from Erev Pesach, the day they were Makriv the Pesach. What does tzitzis have to do with that? What is that reminding us? The fact that the eight strands have to do with the 8 days from when they went out of Mitzrayim until they said Shira Al Hayam, and that's how Rashi ends his Perish, the Parsha of Tzitzis, which we know that the Tcheles in the Tzitzis, as the Gemara says in Menachos, why is it Tcheles? Because Tcheles is similar to the color of the Yam, and the Yam is similar to the color of the Rakia, and the Rakia is similar to the Kisei HaKavod. So meaning the Tcheles is supposed to remind us of the Rakia, of the Kisei HaKavod, of Hashem, of the Shechina, and it's supposed to bring us to Yiras Shamayim. The Pashtus, Miriam, in some way, lacked in Yiras Shamayim, on her level. And the Torah says so. Hashem says to Miriam, Umadua lo yiresem. Why were you not afraid? L'daber v'avdi v'moshe. So, it was lack of fear. Chafetz Chaim also in his Sefer, I mean, the whole of Lashon Hara is miyusad on this story, says that one who speaks Lashon Hara lacks Yiras Shamayim and violates as Hashem Elokecha Tira, because he feels, what's going to happen? No one's, who's here? Three people, what's the big deal? I'm telling you words. I mean, he's missing in Yiras Shamayim. So Hashem's taina to Miriam is, Umadua lo yiresem. Why are you not afraid? L'daber ba'avdi v'moshe. So the Meraglim, who, as we'll soon see, that their intention was really a lofty one, and really they were on a very high madrega, but they were ruined because they were not listening to Moshe Rabbeinu, also lacked in some way in Yiras Shamayim, and therefore we see in the story here that Kolev and Yehoshua, who were loyal to Moshe and who did not join the Meraglim, say to Klal Yisrael, Ach b'Hashem al timroidu, don't rebel against Hashem, v'atem al tiru, and you shall not be afraid. As Rashi adds, v'shuv, and after that, v'atem al tiru. You do what the Svarim tell us, that someone who lacks Yiras Shamayim is afraid of everyone. But someone who has Yiras Shamayim b'shleimus is afraid of no one but Hashem. There's no fears, because he's only afraid of Hashem. Ashrei Adam mefachei tamid from Hashem, doesn't have to be afraid of anyone else, because you do what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Zechuso Yagon Olam, his father told him at his Petira, that was the last message of his father to him, which he carried with him throughout his life, was fear no one but Hashem. They say as a child he would go in the forest and he wasn't afraid of anyone, not animals or bandits, because that message stayed with him. Shibisi Hashem l'negdi samid. So, Achba Hashem al timroidu v'atem al tiru, which is what they were lacking. And therefore, the parasha of Tzitzis, which we read at the end of the parasha, is the mitzvah that connects us to Yerushalayim, as the Gemara says here in Menachos. The Gemara brings over here that someone who has tefillin on his head, tefillin on his arm, tzitzis on his beged, and a mezuzah on his entranceway will not sin. And he quotes the pasuk, Chayne malach Hashem soviv li reyov. Li reyov. The pasuk and the Gemara is medayik, yira, because tzitzis brings to yira shamayim. The tcheles reminds us of the kisei hakavod, and one who's thinking about the kisei hakavod, of course, develops Yerushalayim, and with this perhaps we could understand also why the eight strands are keneged the 8 days from when they brought the Korban Pesach until they went and said Shira Al Hayam, because the day they said Shira Al Hayam was Shvi Shel Pesach, where the Pasuk says Vayiru Ha'am Es Hashem, they feared Hashem. That's when they developed Yerushalayim. They came to the full development of Yerushalayim Shvi Shel Pesach when they said Shira Al Hayam. And they were able to talk, they were able to sing, they were able to use their power of speech properly. So you're doing that in Mitzrayim, they weren't able to sing, they weren't able to daven right, the Dibur was in Golus. And that ended when they came to the Yam on Shvi Shel Pesach. And of course the whole story of the Meraglim here is a pagam, is a defect in Dibur. They said something they shouldn't say, so their Dibur was not Bishlamis, and the same thing with Miriam. So all this tells us that the parshiyos connect with the theme of Yirah Shamayim. There's also another idea here, and this will explain a little bit of what the Meraglim wanted and the connection to Matan Torah. As we mentioned in previous weeks and spoke about this Rosh Chodesh Sivan to those who were there, is that the Torah was not given so that we should separate from the world. The Torah was not given to remove ourselves from the physical part of the world. On the contrary, the Torah was given to enable us to deal with the physical components of this world and elevate them. A person is not supposed to be a poresh. We see by a nazir that the Yerushalmi says that a dayach masha asra Torah. According to one opinion, a nazir is called a chayte, as the Gemara says in Tainis, the Masechta that's going to start soon in Daf Yomi. The Torah does not require that a person totally separate from the world. That's not what the Torah was given. The Torah was given to affect down here on earth. That was what the Malachim said. Why are you giving the Torah down here? The idea of the Torah, which the Ruba of the Torah, deals with the physical world. It talks about halachas and mitzvahs that pertain to Gashmius Ha'olam, is dafka to be in the physical world and to deal with it and to elevate it and to transform it, as is mevuar in all the Sifrei Kodesh, especially in the Sifrei Chassidus, that talk about this at length. Which is a mistake that many think that the Torah was given to tell us to stay away from the world. No, the Torah was given to help us deal with the world, to connect heaven and earth, guf and nefesh, and confuse them together and enable and bring a person to the Madrega where he can transform the Artsius. Perhaps we could hint this in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. It says, Hanitzonim niru ba'oretz, ve'eis hazomir higia, ve'koil hatoyer nishma be'artzeinu. Famous Pasuk. So the Medrash over there says, hatoyer is the letters Torah. The Pasuk is talking about Chodesh Nisan, and then later Pesach, and then later Torah, Matan Torah. The Koel HaTorah Nishma Be'artzeinu. Torah is heard in our land. Torah deals with our Artzius. The Torah teaches us how to elevate the Artzius. This was the big mistake that the Meraglim made. And that's the connection to Matan Torah, a very clear connection. And being that this is the Shabbos after the Yemei HaTashlumim, the message that we get from this story is their mistake, but their mistake is a lofty mistake. We're dealing with great people. This is a Dor Deah. This is a great, great generation that we can't comprehend their greatness. But for their greatness, this was considered a terrible sin. And we learn from Meraglim many, many things, including what this mistake was that they made. And we look back at the story with Miriam and the story preceding it. The story preceding Miriam was where Klal Yisrael had this desire for meat. And the Svarim speak about that too, that it wasn't as simple as it seems. They're talking about a Dora Day, and now all of a sudden they want to go to restaurants, they want to just eat grilled meat and just hot dogs. What's going on here? What's happening over here? And the Svarim say it's because they felt there was no challenge in the Midbar. They're eating mun, they're surrounded with total ruchnius, they wanted some challenge, give us some meat, give us some taiva, so that we should be able to conquer it. Whether there's no taiva, there's no challenge, it's not a real nisayon. But they fell, because the story shows us that it wasn't the right time for it, and they fell. And Miriam, what Miriam was saying was that Moshe Rabbeinu was separated from Gashmias. He separates from his wife, and as the Kamarna writes, since Merum is in the Rambam in all his days, so Moshe Rabbeinu never ate or drank either. It wasn't just that he separated from his wife. He totally was removed from the physical world. And they saw that Miriam was punished for speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu. So then that would mean that that's Moshe is right, the Miriam is wrong. That's how they perceived. That's why Rashi uses the expression, they saw, of course they saw what happened with Miriam, but what the lesson they learned from that is that why was Miriam punished? Because she spoke negative about Moshe Rabbeinu. So if that's negative, that means that you are supposed to be separated. If you're supposed to be separated, if Gashmi is a danger, going into the world of Gashmi is a danger. Therefore, their idea was, what they thought, is that to go into Eretz Yisrael is a terrible, terrible danger. Because all of a sudden, after dealing only with Ruchnius, eating mun, drinking from the Be'er, being surrounded by the Anani HaKavod, learning Torah day and night, sitting in a koil atmosphere, no work, no goyim, no Gashmias, no outside negative influences. Now suddenly we're going to go into a land, we're going to have to cultivate, we're going to have to farm, we're going to have to deal with the outside world, we're going to have to conquer nations, we're going to have to deal with the nations. We're not going to be able to handle it. The contrast is going to be too difficult, and it's going to be dangerous. In fact, the words they used, Eretz Eicheles Yoishevehu Hi, literally it means the land consumed its inhabitants, because people were dying left and right. It was really in order to camouflage, to make it, so that the people living there will not notice them, because everyone's busy burying their dead, as Rashi brings down from Chazal. But they looked at it differently. They used it as a negative, that Eretz Yisrael is land where everyone dies young. But what they were also saying, or what they really were saying perhaps, is that the land consumes its inhabitants. That means the artzius, Eretz, artzius, materialism, gashmius, consumes its inhabitants. You get indulged in the Gashmias, and you're going to fall. Because we are so spiritual, we're going to fall if we're going to have to deal with the Gashmias suddenly and go into Eretz Yisrael. We're not prepared for this. We're better off serving Hashem in a spiritual atmosphere. They don't want to deal with Artsius. They don't want to go down into the world. They wanted to stay where they were, and they felt they'd be able to serve Hashem better that way. Look at the story of what happened with those who desired me. And look what happened with Miriam. Miriam is speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu, and she was punished. That means what Moshe Rabbeinu does is correct. He separates from Gashmias, so should we. Why should we go into a world of Gashmias, which makes us understand a little bit what's going on over here. They look at the large fruit, the large people. These people are obsessed with materialism. We have to deal with these people. We're going to be affected by the outside influences. Ki yadua, that someone who comes, goes out of the base medrash and suddenly is confronted with the outside world. It's very dangerous. He's not used to it, doesn't know how to deal with it, he's not equipped. And that's what they were worried about. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them differently. Shlach lecha anoshim v'yosuru es eretz kenaan. Mefarshim say the word v'yosuru comes from the word yisron, as it says in Koheles, v'yisroin eretz ba'koyel hu. It's a yisroin. It's an advantage. Look at the advantage of the artsius. This way, this is what Hashem wants. He wants you to deal with the artsius. There are mitzvahs that we perform with the Artius, with the Gashmius, and we have to elevate the Artius and the Gashmius, and not separate from the Artius and the Gashmius. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'hischazaktem ulekachtem mepri ha'aretz." Mepharshim asks, "What's the v'hischazaktem?" You have to strengthen yourself and take from the fruit of the land. You should just say, "Take from the fruit of the land." Perhaps because they were so heavy, but there's another interpretation. V'hischazaktem, be mechazik yourselves. Yes, true, you're going to pick up a huge cluster of grapes. You're going to pick up these big fruits. You're going to say, wow, we never had this. We're going to fall into the trap of materialism. It's chazaktim, you have to be mechazik yourself. You can do it. Moshe Rabbeinu told me, you don't have to worry about it. You'll be able to conquer the artsius, and then, of course, conquer the nations. They were afraid, even though Chazal said it, they said, ki chazaku mimenu, kaviyochel, It sounds like as if they were saying that Hashem won't be able to conquer the 31 nations. No, they're saying that we're going to fall, and if we're going to fall, Hashem is not going to conquer the nations for us. Of course they knew Hashem has the ability to conquer the nations. They saw with their own eyes what Hashem did to Mitzrayim. They saw Kriyas Yamsuf. They saw Melchemes Hamolek. So why is this different? But they're afraid, we're going to go there, we're going to fall, and if we're going to fall, then he won't conquer the nations for us, which is what happens later on. That is what happens. This whole Sefer Shoftim is about that. That whenever the Jews worshipped idols or they sinned, Hashem was not with them. Later on in the Pasha, we see the same thing. Once Hashem said they have to stay in the Midbar, the Mapilim said, we're going to go. They went, Hashem wasn't with them, and they died. So their fears are confirmed. It's not like they were denying that Hashem has the ability to conquer for them. They don't believe in themselves. They don't believe that they're going to be able to conquer their desires. They're afraid that they're going to fall. And this is what the Meraglim are saying when they came back. And Klal Yisrael hear this, and it's the majority. And the entire Sanhedrin, it says, Batisa kol ha'eda. The story makes sense now. It's not a story like, wow, what's going on? Now it makes sense. We can understand what's really going on behind the scenes here. But that's not right. If Moshe Rabbeinu says you have to go in, means that Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader of the generation, you listen to him, even if it doesn't make sense. And he says you have to go, which means now it's time to go into Eretz Yisrael, now it's time to deal with Arzias, and that's why the Torah was given. The Torah was not given so that we should stay by Har Sinai forever. That's not what the Torah was given. The Torah was given that we stay at Har Sinai for a certain period of time, then it's time to go out into the world, then it's time to go and make the world a Mishkan, a Dira, a dwelling place for the Shekhinah. Now it's time to go and deal with Arzias and deal with nations and conquer them, which they did not want to do. But that's what the mistake was, that they didn't believe in themselves and they didn't believe in what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them. And that's perhaps why the pasuk says, Shlach lecha, ledaitecha, meaning, the Meraglim agree with you. Moshe Rabbeinu's way of life was that he was separate from Gashmius. But Moshe Rabbeinu was that way because Hashem told him to be that way. Hashem said, tell them to go back to their wives. But Va'ata Payamaydi Mother, you stay with me, which means Moshe Rabbeinu was told to be separate. Everyone else is not to be separate. That's what Hashem says to Miriam. Wa'ichein Abdi Moshe, v'chol beisi ne'mon hu. Pe'el pe'adaber boy. I told him to separate from his wife. Don't talk derogatory about him. He's not on the same level as you. But that's only for him. It's not for anyone else. No one else is supposed to be like that. Everyone else, at least not now, everyone else is supposed to deal with Gashmis. So that's why Hashem says to Moshe, Shlach lecha anoshim, these men are going to fall into the trap, and they're going to say they want to be like you, lecha, because that's how you are. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them the mile of the advantage. So Moshe Rabbeinu was aware already of what's happening, because clearly at this point there was already rumbling going on among Klal Yisrael. What does this mean that we're going into Eretz Yisrael? What does it mean exactly? So today we go to Eretz Yisrael, we don't have to conquer anyone. We go to see the Mekayim HaKadoshim, and if anything, you're going there to become spiritually uplifted. But at that time, that's not what was there. At that time, it meant farming and cultivating and conquering and dealing with Arzias, which they're not used to. They didn't do that for this period of time. It's not that long, but for this period of time, for weeks and weeks and weeks, they're by Har Sinai, and they're learning Torah day and night, and they're surrounded by Hanani HaKavod, and they're eating manna, and they're drinking Be'er. We can understand why this was a challenge to them. And they thought, maybe it's better to stay. And it's interesting too, as mentioned in previous years, the punishment they got is what they wanted. They wanted to stay in the desert. They wanted to be by Har Sinai. They wanted to live a life of total spirituality. So they got their wish. So what kind of punishment is that? They ended up eating mun. They ended up drinking the be'er. They ended up being surrounded by the Anani HaKavod. And they're learning Torah day and night. So it's great. What's the punishment? Once they knew that it's not what Hashem wanted, then they didn't want it anymore. They thought that's what Hashem wanted. Once they realized that they made a mistake, now, okay, we're going. No, now it's too late. You should have listened the first time. So once it's a punishment, then, of course, their attitude changed. And this perhaps explains to us the mitzvah of challah. The hoya ba'acholchem milechem ha'oretz. Why is the Torah saying that the bread is bread from the ground? Because that's the point. Till now they were eating lechem min hashamayim. Hineni mamter lechem, lechem min hashamayim. And the Sfarim say, according to many, they didn't make a bracha on the man. There's no bracha on something which doesn't have any nitzutzei kedusha to elevate, because it's total pure. It was total kedusha. You only make a bracha on that which is kedusha and Tov and Ra mixed to sift, to separate the Ra from the Tov, which the man, that wasn't a challenge.
The man was total ruchnius. Lechem abiru machalish, lainit natayra l'eichle aman, was only for that period of time. It's a michael of tzaddikim, for the osad lovay. But that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to go into a land and eat normal bread. Imagine, they came into Eretz Yisrael and they said, wow, bread grows from the ground? We thought it comes from the sky. Yeah, till now, they actually believed that it came from the sky because they got so used to it. But no, lecha min ha'aretz is what I want of you. Tarimu siruma, and you lift it, you uplift it, you elevate it. That's why there's a zakev gadol, one of the trup on the word v'hoya. V'hoya, v'acholcham yilechem ha'aretz. We know whenever it says v'hoya, it's an expression of joy. Ein v'hoya alalashin simcha. And it's a zakev gadol. That means it's a simcha for Hashem. And a yid has a skifa gadol. A yid has a tremendous uplifting experience when he deals with the physical world. V'acholcham yilechem ha'aretz. That's greater than separating and only eating lechem and Hashem. That's what Hashem wants of us, and this is the answer to the Meraglim. The Meraglim say, no, we want to continue with lechem and Hashemayim. Comes the mitzvah of challah. No, v'hoi ba'achol kam yilechem ha'aretz tarimu s'rumah la'Hashem, which explains this seemingly superfluous ha'aretz over here. As the Svarim say, they didn't want to lower themselves into the olam hama'aseh. They didn't want to lower themselves into the world of action. They wanted to stay in the Olam HaDibur, the Olam HaMachshava, where it's more spiritual. But the parsha ends with tzitzis. V'hoya lochem l'tzitzis u'reisem oysa u'zechartem es kol mitzvois Hashem v'asisem oysa. You have to do the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs can only be performed with gashmias and only in a world of gashmias. Torah is kulay ruchni. Mitzvahs you need to deal with gashmias, and therefore the giving of the Torah is not just limud haTorah, but it's also kiyum haMitzvahs. And the lesson, therefore, of this parsha, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceichi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the place where there's no yira. Ein yiras alikim b'amokim hazeh. There's no yira. In order to develop yira, you have to leave Mitzrayim. The parsha ends with the chet was lack of yira, like Miriam madu alo yireisem l'daber b'avdi b'moishu. Tzitzis brings us to yira. Tzitzis removes us from Mitzrayim. We end off tzitzis, therefore, with the mitzvah Asher Hoceichi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. If one wonders, what does that have to do with tzitzis? Why is the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim mentioned together by in the parsha of tzitzis? Because it goes together. Tzitzis brings you to yira. There can't be any yira, though, if you still have Mitzrayim in you, because Mitzrayim is the opposite of yira. Mitzrayim, Meitzar, Mitzrayim is the place of Tumah. Mitzrayim is where the Dibur is in Golus. Mitzrayim is the opposite of Yerushalayim. And as we read in the parasha, the Chevroim Sheva Shonim Nivnisol Lefnei Tzoyan Mitzrayim. Eretz Yisrael is the opposite of Mitzrayim, and even Chevron, which was, as Rashi brings here from Chazal, a place designated for cemeteries, still was more beautiful than Mitzrayim. And of course, spiritually, we're saying as well that Eretz Yisrael, even any part of Eretz Yisrael, even a seemingly insignificant part of Eretz Yisrael, and of course Chevron is not, but a place that was designated for Kfuras Meisim is still greater than Soyan Mitzrayim. Why did they go to Chevron? Why did Kolev go to Chevron? Chevron, of course, is the place where Eretz Yisrael was promised in the first place. That's where Avraham Avinu receives the promise, Brit Bein HaBesorim, was in Chevron. That's where Kolev runs to stay loyal to Eretz Yisrael. He runs to the Kever of the Kivrei Avos in Chevron to go to Avraham Avinu, who is the Rosh L'Ma'aminim, and to be able to, at the Kever of a Tzaddik, to go there, to connect with Avraham Avinu, to have a shtatchus, as the Svarim speak about, one goes to the Kever of a Tzaddik, to try to draw from the Midah of Avraham Avinu, the Rosh L'Ma'aminim, not to fall into the trap of the Meraglim, which was a lack of emunah. Lack of emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu, lack of emunah in themselves, and Memeil, a lack of emunah that Hashem will be able to conquer the land for them. We know Chazal tell us, Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, there are 10 tests. There were 10 tests that the Jewish people tested Hashem. This is the last one. Vayinasu oisi ze eser pa'amim v'loi shomu b'koili. Gemara says in Erechim, v'loi nechtem gzar dinam ela al loshen horot of the Meraglim. The Meraglim, that was the last chet. And because of that, we went into Golis. That's what the Balaturim says, that the word shlach is shin lamed ches 338. The year 3338 was the year that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The Chet HaMeraglim is what causes eventually that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed later. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuvav, pasuk says, when it talks about the Chet HaMeraglim, David HaMelech writes, let's quote it exactly here, Vayimasu be'eretz chemda, they despised Eretz Yisrael, lo he'eminu l'dvorei, they didn't believe in his words, Vayeirognu be'ohaleihem, lo yishamu be'kayel Hashem, so Vayisa, Yadoy Elohim, Hashem swore, Lahapil Oysam Bamidbar, as we read in the parasha this week. And then he adds, Ulahapil Zaram Bagoyim Ulizoroysam Boaratsois. Where does that come in? Where do you see in this week's parasha that Chet HaMeraglim is also the cause of the scattering and the dispersion of Klal Yisrael throughout the diaspora? Where does it say that? That's what Chazal meant. Yes. That we see, because if not for the Chet HaMeraglim, which was the final Chet that causes them to delay in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone in with them to Eretz Yisrael, that there wouldn't have been a Churban. So this is what causes the eventual Churban, hinted in the word Shalach, which is the year that the Churban took place. Now the Svarim tell us that the 10 tests that the Jews tested Hashem, this was the final one, are connected to the 10 tests that Hashem tested Avraham Avinu. The last test was the Chet, was the Nisayon of the Akedah. The Akedah brings out the tremendous emunah of Avraham Avinu and his yira. Ata yodati ki yirei elikim ata. V'lo yichasachta espinchas yichidcha mimeni. Ekev asher shama Avraham b'koyli. It was the last nisayon, the ekev of all the 10 tests. It was the last nisayon. And here too it says, by kolev, ekev hoysa ruach acheres imoy. This last test, Chet HaMeraglim, which is connected to the Nisayon of the Akedah, is connected our time. Ikfas of the Mashiach. It's interesting, if you look at the first Pasuk in Bereshis, first Pasuk in Bereshis has six Alephs. Balatura makes note of this. In every word, Bereshis, Bora, Elohim, Ace, almost every word. Ace, Hashamayim, Ve'ez, Ha'aretz, there are seven words here. There are six Alephs in the word Bereshis, in the word Bora, Elohim, Ace, and then Ve'ez, Ha'oret. Says the Baal HaTurim, they are connected, the Shita Alfei Shnin, the Hava Alma. The six Alephs are connected the 6,000 years that the world is going to last. We are now in the sixth millennium, so we're in the last Aleph. What's the last word of Bereshis, of the first Pasuk of Bereshis, in which the last Aleph appears? Ha'oret. Bereshis Bara Elohim Eis Hashemayim Ve'Eis Ha'oretz, the last Aleph. That's what we are. We are in the last Aleph, the sixth Aleph, the Aleph Hashishi in the Pasuk Bereshis, which is connected to the Aleph Hashishi, which is the time we're in now, which is Ikfas of the Mashiach. Just like they were being tested with Eretz, they were being tested to see whether they're going to be able to go and deal with Arzius. They failed, and they felt that it's better not to deal with Arzius, but Hashem wants them to deal with Arzius. Our generation clearly is a generation that has to deal with Arceus. If there was any generation that is as materialistic as ours, if there's any generation that is so indulged in the physical, in the enjoyment of the physical part of life, it's our generation. So certainly it's a tremendous challenge for us. So many would say the challenge is we have to totally separate, and in some ways, yes, there's some things you do have to totally separate from. But that's not the case. The case is we have a Torah, and the Torah gives us directives and the guidelines how to deal with the Arceus, especially in our generation, which is Arceus, Sheva Arceus. It's interesting, the Pasuk says in Daniel that the Geula is going to come in the year, we don't know what year it is, but the Daniel writes, Elef Mosayim Tishim. All the Sfarim quote and all the great, great commentaries on Daniel try to figure out when that is. 2290. Many gave... try to figure it out. No one has figured it out yet. That's exactly what it means. But it's interesting, the word MS, MS may Eretz Titzmach, says David HaMelech in Tehillim. MS stands for Elef Mosayim Tishim, which is the number that Daniel writes that is associated with the Geul. And it says MS may Eretz Titzmach, means the Geul is going to sprout from Eretz, from Arzius. We're going to learn how to deal with the Arceus. We're going to learn how to elevate the Arceus. Because when Mashiach is going to come, that's what the purpose of Yemais HaMashiach is. Mashiach is not going to turn this world into this. When Mashiach comes, it's not Olam Haba. Mashiach is before Olam Haba. Mashiach is this world. Olam Kimenhagai Noyeg, as the Rambam writes. Whereas Shmuel says, "Ein dein olam hazeh lemoitam Mashiach lo shibud malchus bilvad." We will still be eating and drinking and sleeping and dealing with the physical world, but on the highest level possible in the physical world. It's not going to be negated. It's going to be totally elevated. Hashem is going to make His dwelling place down here in this world of artis, because then the artis will be totally elevated. Emes may eret titzmach, and the word eretz is also. The Aleph is 1,000, Aleph, and the Resh is 200, and the Tzadik is 90. Again, Aleph, Masayim, Tishim. Emes, Ne Eretz Titzmach. The Eis Ha'aretz. So the message from the parasha is called Shlach. And in Tehillim we find a pasuk in Mem Gimel, it says, Shlach Oirecha V'amitecha. Rashi says, Melech HaMashiach is compared to Or, Shenema Arachti Ner L'Mashichi, the Eliyahu Navi Shehu Amiti Navi Ne'eman Shlach Oirecha VeAmitecha. Whenever you have a word that you find in different places, Baal HaTurim does this all the time, that we compare. The parasha is called Shlach, and there it's talking about Shlach Lecha Anoshim VeYosuru Es Eretz Kanan. If the Meraglim would have passed the test, if they would have gone into Eretz Yisrael and came back and said, "We're going," that would have been the Geula. That would have been the ultimate. That would have been the Shlach Oirecha VeAmitecha. That would have been the purpose of creation. It didn't happen. But it will happen. And we see in the Haftarah, Vayishlach Yehoshua Anoshim Meraglim, that Yehoshua does send Meraglim, but he's not afraid to do it, because then they listen to him. He sent, of course, 2, he didn't send 12. There's a lot of Shinuyim, the way he sent it, the way Moshe Rabbeinu sent it. The Malbim is Meirich, the difference between the way Yehoshua did it and the way Moshe Rabbeinu did it. But the fact of the matter is, it was done. The concept of sending Meraglim wasn't the problem, really. It's what developed from it. So you see, by Yehoshua, it causes them to go and conquer. They conquer Yericho, Manula, Shal Eretz Yisrael, and from there, the rest of Eretz Yisrael, with, as we see in the story here in the Haftarah, which is the Haftarah of Shlach, the connection, of course, to the story. Also Meraglim, but these Meraglim follow the directives of the one who sends them, unlike the Meraglim in our parasha who don't. So the lesson of the parasha is very, very much related to Matan Torah. The purpose of the Torah, as we spoke about, that's why it's the Keneged Shevet Zevulun. Sivan is Keneged Zevulun, even though Zevulun is the businessman, because the purpose of the Torah is not to separate from the world, but on the contrary, to take the Torah with us into the world, in the business world, in the Artzius, in the Gashmius, and with the Koyach HaTorah one is able to elevate the Artzius and not have to separate from it, although there are times that we do have to separate from the Artzius. Obviously, Kedoshim Tiyu, Shatiyu Purushim, there are things that we do have to separate from, but at the same time, with the Koyach HaTorah, we're able to elevate the Artzius, elevate the Gashmius, which is what it's all about, and that's what the Chet HaMeraglim was. And therefore, the connection to Shlach to the Yemei HaTashlumen of Shavuos is clear. Now that we're ending the Yemei HaTashlumen of Shavuos, and it's now the last quarter of the year, basically, beginning with Chodesh Tammuz, and before that, starting with Chaf Sivan, which is the Chaf Sivan was the day in which there were many pogroms in Poland. Chaf Sivan is mentioned in the Paiskim that some used to fast on Chaf Sivan. There were slichas that were said in certain communities on Chaf Sivan. The After Rav writes at the end of his sefer, Ki Yod al Kes Ka, Kes is Chaf Sivan and Ka is Yom HaKippurim. And he says, Yom Kippur, what type of Yom Kippur we're going to have depends on what type of Chaf Sivan we have. Chaf Sivan starts already preparing for Yom HaKippurim, which interestingly that in this parasha we have the psukim that I read on Yom Kippur. Slach Nola Avoin Ha'amazek, Goy L'chazdech, V'chashin Asosa, Ayom Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha. These are the psukim that pertain to Yom Kippur. Salachti Kidvarecha is Rosh HaTevis Chaf Sivan, which is next week, but this Shabbos is the Shabbos that is Mevorech, the day of Chaf Sivan, which comes next week. We find ourselves now at the end of the Shnas Hashishis, the sixth year of Shemitah, as we mentioned in the previous weeks. Beshishis Kailos, the Gemara says that in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, which Mashiach will come, there will be rumors, there will be a lot of Kailos that Mashiach is coming, as it's being heard now, that there are tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael that are making such statements, and some that never made such statements before, and we've never mentioned this Barabbim, but there's a case that has been revealed recently, a pasuk in Parshas Pekudei, that they said that the Balatanya wrote on this pasuk, that this pasuk is the case Hayamin of when Mashiach is going to come, except that in his Maimorim he says it's the year 1843, but there's a story circulating now that he also said that it's the year that's coming up, which is Tavshin Ayin Hei, and that's the pasuk Ve'es Ho'elef U'sheva Hameyos V'chamisha V'shivim. Ho'elef is Hey Elef 5,000. Sheva Hameyos V'chamisha V'shivim is 775, which is 5775, which is Tavshin Ayin Hei, which is the upcoming year, which already now they're preparing in Eretz Yisrael, Shnas HaShemitah, that's the Shnas HaShemitah. There are other tzaddikim also quoted this pasuk as being the pasuk of the Kates. No one knows for sure when the Kates is, but certainly when we hear of such a thing, it should wake us up, it should strengthen us, give us chizuk, so that we should prepare ourselves, because certainly it's getting closer and closer, and we should be zeicher to follow the directives of the Torah, to listen to what our Chachamim tell us, not to fall into the trap of the Meraglim, no matter how great the Meraglim were. They were really very, very great, but the bottom line was they didn't follow Moshe Rabbeinu's advice. They didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. They lacked in their Amunah in Moshe Rabbeinu. They lacked in their Amunah in the Yerushalayim, the way on their level. So we have to learn from that and strengthen our Amunah and strengthen our Yerushalayim. We shall be zeicher to the onset, to the beginning of the Geula, that we'll all be zeicher to be mekayim the mitzvahs that I mentioned in this parasha and the sochim, as we end off over here. V'hoya, daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem ki savoyu el eretz Moshe v'zeichem. Rashi says, biser lohem, he told them the good news, she'yikonsu lo'oretz, after telling them they're not going to Eretz Yisrael, he told them they are going into Eretz Yisrael. So what does this mean? Do you mean the next generation? Or it means that they're also going to go, eventually they're going to go, one day in Sanhedrin is that they will have Olam Haba, they will come back. To Machlokes, so we'll go with the sheet that they are coming back. He said, "Vayu al eretz Moshe v'seichem ashali noisem lechem." We keep mekayim the mitzvahs of Nesachim, the mitzvah of challah b'shleimus, v'hoyah ba'acholchem yilechem ha'oretz, Eretz Yisrael, and of course we end off the parsha with tzitzis, whose zechartem is called mitzvahs Hashem v'asisem oisem v'loisasuru achrei levachem v'achrei nechem. Which Rashi says the word sasuru was like mitur ha'oretz, same word used before in the parsha. When I get to the Meraglim, Laman Tiskru Vasisam is called Mitzvoisi, Vihiyisam Kedoshim Velekechem, which is a haptocha that we will be Kedoshim Velekechem, we'll be Zeich, but Hashem will say, not only Ashoy Tesi Eschem, Eretz Mitzrayim, but Ashoy Tesi Eschem, Eretz America, and Eretz Kol Shara Ratzois, Vyos Lachem Lelekim, Ani Hashem Lelekechem. Good evening.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.